Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sam Peniatovich.
Baby, you are so money.
Host at the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
They're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike. Vegas!
Chicago guy living the dream in Vegas.
You think we get there by midnight? Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Merck.
Your money? You know what else? You're a big winner.
Sam Peniatovich.
This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
With Mulliott Haw on 670 The Score.
I've got my car and my ride and my wheels.
When I go to Vegas.
Mulliott Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. He, of course, living the dream in Sin City, Sam Peniatovich. And you, Sam, I've decided you have like the coolest coolest theme song.
You do.
You can drive around with that playing and just, you know, be hip cat. I mean, it's very cool.
Morning, Sam.
Morning, guys. Hey, is it true, Mully, you bought breakfast?
Not yet, but there's a rumor that breakfast will be arriving circa 8:30 to pay off my bet.
And circa.
I'm not saying who's paying for it. That's I'm not bragging about anything, Sam. I'm just making things work around here, and I'm making sure I'm not regarded as a welcher.
Because hey, good people pay off bets. Every half round counts too.
Yeah, well, David's been chirping.
Chirping. Ball State beats Loyola. I don't know who was favored in that game, Sam. But
yeah, I'm sure it was Loyola.
I took the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Final Four team from last year. You know, the only team in the state of Illinois ever to win a national championship. I'm sure there's been some in Indiana. Pretty sure no one chirping about it though.
I love it. I love it. Bright and early, settling bets, eating breakfast. I love it.
So what do you think this week, Sam? These Bears and the Rams
Sunday night
on the lakefront, that's going to be a marquee matchup. I'm surprised at one thing, that the line hasn't budged. Mitch Trubisky's uncertainty surrounding his status, it becomes known that he's going to play and nothing changes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of money, too, coming in on Chicago. You look at the bet count, you got about 85% of the tickets at most places in Vegas. 85% of the bets already on the Rams, but this thing hasn't budged off three, which tells you that there's a lot of sharp positions across Vegas and across the global markets on the Bears. And guys, let's be real about this. I hate to fight completely into the weather bug, but you getting into your car right now in Chicago, that's how cold it's going to be Sunday night in Chicago at Soldier Field. And this Rams team, we saw them go into Denver earlier this season and just almost completely shut down with the temperature and the situations and Jared Goff and his cold hands. It's going to be, I looked at the high on Sunday, the high is 30. I mean, what do you think it's going to be at kickoff at 7 o'clock at night? It's going to be like 19, 20 degrees. And, you know, that's not going to be something the Rams are used to. I mean, you can practice for it, you can prep for it, but until you're there in the atmosphere, in the environment, it's a tough thing to do, and by all accounts, I've been reading the reports all week and talking to guys. Trubisky supposedly looks pretty clean, pretty clear. He's been prepped. He's been ready to go. This has been the plan pretty much the entire time, and we'll remember what this offense can look like with an able quarterback. I mean, Chase Daniel, he was okay against Detroit. He was bad against the Giants. He's going to give them a jolt, Ten will, and the public bettors right now, they're taking the Rams, the sharp guys so far, they're taking Chicago.
I find it interesting because I think there is a reaction to a bad loss, and I think losing on the road to the Giants was a bad loss, and it wasn't, you know, they went to overtime, they did some miraculous things to get back in the game, but I think people look at it as a bounce back, and I think the Rams are obviously a public team because they've been so good, but I think the Bears are they have a certain amount of public support, and like I said, people like the idea of a bounce back.
And let's remember, too, the Bears are the best cover team in the league at home. They're 5-1 against the number at home. The only team they didn't cover against was the Patriots. And we could look up at the end of the season, New England could be the number one seed in the AFC. I mean, that's what I expect. I don't think they're going to lose again in the regular season. So that's not really a bad loss and a bad non-cover. You talk about the Rams, too. This is a very overinflated team. They were covering a lot early in the season, but then you had linebackers started making these lines a little bit higher. So the Rams have actually only covered 2 times in their last 9 games. Bettors have been killed by overinflation. And if you look at this matchup, too, I mean, the one thing the Bears do extremely well is stop the run. And that's the bread and butter, because the way you stop the Rams offense, you have to stop at the point of attack. And the Bears have the second best defense in football against the run. They're only giving up about 86 yards per game on the ground. If you could stop Gurley at the line, it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but the Bears have to beef up front to stop Gurley and sort of negate his progress. If you can kind of hold him up and keep him out of the linebacking corps, you have a chance to slow this offense down. And that's really what teams have struggled to do. They can't stop the run, and then they get shredded. If there's one thing the Bears can do, it's stop a guy between the tackles like Todd Gurley. I think they're going to have a really nice matchup. And Vegas has a rushing prop on Gurley, 84.5 yards. I'm looking at the under. I think he's going to have a rough night.
Wow. I don't know that I would agree with you, Sam, but I think that's an interesting number. Looking around the rest of the league, it looks like the Cowboys have played their way back into a favorite role.
Yeah, they're actually laying 3.5 against the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is a very strong spot for the Philadelphia team, because they want revenge here. They just lost to the Cowboys Sunday night a couple weeks back. They were laying 7, lost outright. But now Dallas is laying points. I mean, they've been the underdog time in and time again this season. They've been doing pretty well in underdog role. But now they got the bullseye on their chest, and now they're favored by 3.5 against the Eagles. Eagles are starting to get better and better on offense. Golden Tate actually got involved last week, caught the first touchdown pass of the game. And the one thing that they can do, they can stop the run as well. These are very similar situations here where you have a really good team facing a run-heavy offense. And I think the second time around, the Eagles are going to dare Dak Prescott to beat them deep, because they can run the rock. But the weakness for Philly, and this was exposed the last couple games, you can take them down over the top. They can't stop the pass. They're going to have to turn Dak Prescott into a passing quarterback, stack the box, try and stop Zeke. But I like the Eagles here to even up the season series. I think they win this game outright, but they're getting 3.5, and that's a good bet in my book.
You know, that's the season for Philly. I mean, they yep. don't. This is it. This is Philly's last stand, and that's a team that won the Super Bowl last year. Let's talk about college football. The lines are set for the national semifinals, right?
Yeah, you got Alabama -14. No movement yet. They're taking on Oklahoma. I am not taking the points at the Sooners here. Alabama could score on, like, any drive, right? They could almost name their score. That total has gone up. One of the highest totals we've seen in the championship round. Total open 79. You're like, wow, that's pretty high. It's already been bet up to 81.5. I see an 82 globally. This is a semifinal, guys. So the money's showing up on the over so far. And then the other game, and I'm going to wait this out. I am going to take all the points I can get with Notre Dame. I'm going to wait, though, because it opened up Clemson -11. Now it's 11.5. I think this might actually get 12.5, maybe 13 by kickoff. And I'm going to take all the points with Notre Dame. I'm a big Ian Book fan, and that total much lower. That total opened 56. Now it's down to 55. But I don't know, guys. If I had to pick one dog in the semifinals, I'd be taking Notre Dame. What about you?
You know, I
like the Irish. I think I do. I like their defense. I think that persuade me to take Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think that it's Clemson and Alabama are on a collision course. Yeah. I'd be shocked if it worked out any other way. What about Fitz's last game before he goes to the NFL? How do you feel with that?
Is he taking the Bear job or the Packer job, or is he going to USC?
You know what? He's got nothing but options. I know we joke around, but, I mean, the rumor mill has it that Fitz to Green Bay is not phony baloney. It's actually got some legs.
No, he's gonna be able to name where he wants to go, but I really do think, I think he loves where he's at. It's going to take a Brinks truck to get him out of there. And you guys might be stunned by this, but this is a bowl game Northwestern could win outright. They're a 6.5-point dog. Look, they're never going to be unprepared or unmotivated for a football game. Now, it's one thing when you look across the field and you don't have the same talent like an Ohio State or a Notre Dame, but this is a Utah club. They're going to be without their starting quarterback, without their starting running back. And this is a game, you guys know it and I know it, Northwestern getting 6.5, they can not only cover this game, but they can win this game outright. They're not going to be out-talented in this game, and they're certainly not going to be unprepared and unmotivated. This is a good spot for the Cats in that bowl.
Real quick, what are your favorite plays this weekend, Sam?
Taking the Bears +3. I think they hang around. The Eagles probably win the game outright +3.5. You guys are going to chuckle. You're going to laugh. The Colgate Raiders are 10-1 this year. They have won games 45-0, 27-3, 31-0, 38-0, 41-0. They only have one loss this year, and they're going to hang around against North Dakota State. I took the toothpaste plus 24.5, Colgate.
They've got fluoride on their side.
Minty fresh.
All right, buddy.
They got a really good defense, too.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, boys. See you later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.